interested in talking about the books for this list that fix the idea of New Orleans in the national consciousness. So many of these books gave New Orleans a certain reputation, I think. You look at A Walk on the Wild Side by Nelson Algren. That was really a major, major work for us. Also, City of Night by John Retchie.
So similar.
They made New Orleans a controversial, intriguing city with problems, I think is a nice way to put it. And the other book that set New Orleans for me was The Moviegoer, which I read right after I moved here. Because when I first moved here, I would read a New Orleans book and then I'd get in my car and I drive around and look for it.
Drove around Gentilly, did you?
I did. I drove around Gentilly and I drove to the Robert E. Lee movie theater.
I used to go to the Gentilly Orleans Theater.
So I think Walker Percy still has real staying power.
I do too. I mean, it's you know, arguably one of the most New Orleans books of all. I mean, and it's one of the most noted.
Award-winning?
And award-winning. I mean, aside from Tennessee Williams and, you know, Anne Rice. I mean, it also takes us into the neighborhoods, and we really see New Orleans neighborhoods. You used to drive around, and you saw the difference between Uptown and Gentilly.
Yep.
You saw why he wanted to go from Uptown to Gentilly when he was figuring out his life. And those neighborhoods are still vitally important to the city. We're proud and we're provincial.
And he gave us some catch terms for life in New Orleans, the search. People still think of the search as something they undertake here particularly. People come here to search now because of The Moviegoer, I think.
I think I did. I think I did. And my search wasn't always pleasant.
No. I'm sorry about that.
Which harks back to some of the titles that you mentioned earlier.
And another one, I think, is Interview with the Vampire, which became an industry, made us a destination for Halloween. You still can't drive by First and Chestnut without seeing tourists there just staring at the house. So for better or for worse, for witches or for vampires, Anne Rice made a big mark.
Well, I'll never forget seeing her in a coffin.
At her own book signing.
Her own book signing.
That was pretty amazing. But I think A Streetcar Named Desire maybe has, I don't know, the greatest worldwide penetration, do you think?
Well, when I was in a Tennessee Williams course with Kenneth Holditch, resident Tennessee Williams expert, he told me that it was performed every day on the stage somewhere in the world, every single day. I always depend on the kindness of strangers. I mean, I think that that also set sort of the tone of New Orleans.
Yes.
There's always this, you know, are you from here? And I'm not sure what that means sometime. But do you mean it's native or have I lived here longer than you've been alive? Or Blanche DuBois sort of typifies, you're still going to be accepted into this city as crazy as you might be.
Yes. Aren't we lucky? We've been talking with Nancy Dixon, who's a professor of English at Dillard University and the editor of the landmark anthology N.O. Lit, 200 Years of New Orleans Literature. She's also the editor of the gorgeous celebration of our city's tricentennial, New Orleans and the World, 1718 to 2018, the Tricentennial Anthology. The Reading Life Tricentennial Reading List is sponsored by the Hellis Foundation, the John Burton Harter Trust, and the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities. For the ever-growing Tricentennial Reading List and other episodes, check out wwno.org.